from KQED.
We've been talking this week about how climate change is making it hotter and how people are now more at risk for heat illness and death. This is true even in the more temperate Bay Area. To protect public health, counties and cities have to know who's most vulnerable. Scientists are working on this, and so is our reporter Molly Peterson. She joins us now. Hey, Molly.
Morning, Brian.
So how did you find out where people are vulnerable to heat?
I mean, I just pretty much went everywhere around the Bay. Is there a name for that thing where you drive all the way around in one day? I went to senior centers, churches, Catholics, Methodists, Koreans, low-income apartment complexes, Chinese social groups. We had flyers in three languages. I just knocked on a lot of doors.
And when you found the people that you were looking for, what did you do?
I wanted to put a little sensor in their homes to take temperature readings to learn exactly how much heat people bear when they don't have air conditioning. We put sensors in homes in three counties, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, and San Francisco.
This was a Herculean task, so let's hear Molly's story.
One of the first places I took sensors was Contra Costa County in Antioch, where it gets really hot. I went to the senior center because a lot of people hang out there. They've got live music every day, and they love songs you can dance to, especially Elvis Presley. Contra Costa is getting older even faster than it's getting hotter. The Area Agency on Aging says almost half of all seniors don't have enough income for basic needs, and one of those is cooling down.
See you next week now, huh? Take care.
Jim Freitas works at the senior center. At home, he doesn't have air conditioning. It got stolen. In Contra Costa County, health officials say it's an extreme heat day when the mercury hits 96 degrees. That happened 7 times in late July and August. I showed Freitas what happened inside his place. Our sensor measured temperatures in Celsius.
32, 33, 5, 34. I was going to be an auctioneer. 34.5, 34.5, 34.5, 34.5. Do I hear?
I'll translate. That's 92, 93, 95 degrees. Almost as hot as outside. Freitas was really surprised.
I know I was warm, but I wasn't like, it's so hot, I can't take it.
At 75, Freitas has a younger man's energy. He can just get out of his house on hot days. But for less mobile people, heat can overwhelm them, trapping them at home. If they're sick, don't have a car, or simply have nowhere cooler to go. For 37-year-old Rose Basulto, heat at home made it hard to think and move.
If it's like that again, I don't think I can make it through another summer.
Basulto lives on a treeless street a block from State Route 4. Her landlord approved the sensor. And almost every day, it was hotter inside than out. In her living room, the temperature peaked over 100 8 times in 3 weeks.
He is almost unbearable, but it's what we have, so.
It made Basulto's asthma worse. Like other people I met, Basulto had a portable air conditioner, but avoided turning it on. It cost too much, she said. Linda Rudolph, an expert on health and climate change with the Oakland-based Public Health Institute, says air conditioning can reduce heat risk, but generally, tenants don't have a right to it.
Poor people are less likely to have air conditioning, or they may not have the money to get their air conditioner fixed, or they may live in a rental apartment where the landlord doesn't want to get it fixed.
And remember, nights are warmer than they used to be. Rudolph says people in urban areas are losing our ability to recover from heat.
And when the nighttime temperatures don't go down, which is what's increasingly happening with climate change, it's harder for them to get that kind of physiological rest period.
This summer, we put heat sensors in 31 homes in 4 counties, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The homes had no air conditioning, and the sensors took temperature readings for 3 weeks in July, August, or September. In every home, heat was stubborn. It stuck around even as the sun dropped. At night, all the homes we measured let go of heat slowly, staying hotter inside than it was outside, as much as 15 or 20 degrees hotter. Some of San Francisco's poorest residents live in single-room occupancies around Market Street. Floyd Ware is 67, a wiry man with a spotless room. You could bounce a quarter on his bed. After 3 years in this building, Ware says his health has gotten worse.
The heat, I don't want to exaggerate, but at times it seems all-encompassing. You just can't get away from it.
Ware doesn't exaggerate. Even during a fogged-in August, our sensor found his room was consistently hotter. When it was 63 outside, it was 81 in here. He imagines heat like that annoying neighbor who has finally crossed a line.
Sir, you need to leave. You're causing me a great deal of physical harm. I would appreciate if you vacate the area, go somewhere else for a while.
Ware's health risks are serious. He survived a widowmaker heart attack. He has a whole shelf of medicine for chronic lung disease.
The thing with emphysema is you can't get the air out. If you can't get the air all the way out, you can't get the air in. And the problem with the heat is it restricts the lungs, and so it has an appreciable effect.
His attacks come fast. So his doctor told Ware, when it happens, call an ambulance.
And I go to Zuckerberg emergency room, and Medicare pays it, but I end up getting a bill for $600 or $700 over that I have to pay out of pocket.
That's happened 3 times in 2 years.
And I don't know how I'm going to pay him.
Heat and economics are separating us into the cool haves and the hot have-nots. People who can't cool down get sicker. Even if you're relatively healthy, heat makes it harder to think and slows you down. Few government programs work well to ease conditions for the most vulnerable. People who had sensors in their homes told me they felt powerless against heat. Arizona State heat scientist David Hondula has heard that too.
There's this undercurrent of a sense of being stuck with the conditions the way they are. People say that they're hot. They say that they don't like being hot. But they also say that they recognize that's what it means to live here, and that's how it's always been, and that's how it's always going to be.
In a warming climate, even people who don't easily get heat sick are making small decisions about whether to run the air conditioner or go home an hour later. It's a sneaky burden, like the frog in the hot tub, and there's more of us in here than you think. I'm Molly Peterson, KQED News.